I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Luxembourg will begin enforcing a partial ban on smartphones in schools from today, starting at primary level. This comes as part of a nationwide push to curb screen time and support students' mental health and academic performance. Primary school pupils will only be allowed to use their personal devices for educational purposes or in case of emergency. Cardinals will meet today to decide the date for Pope Francis's funeral. The pontiff died at his home in the Vatican on Monday, aged 88, after suffering a stroke. With his passing, attention is turned to who might lead the Catholic Church into its next chapter. Among the names of the potential successors is 67-year-old Archbishop of Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Hollerich. Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden is currently in Japan for an official visit aimed at reinforcing bilateral relations. In Tokyo, Frieden will hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba and economic representatives. A visit to the Luxembourg Pavilion at the World Expo in Osaka is also on the agenda. In other news, Gaza's Civil Defence Agency has accused the Israeli military of carrying out summary executions in the killing of 15 rescue workers last month. The medics and other rescue workers were killed when responding to distress calls near Gaza's southern city of Rafah early on March 23rd, days into Israel's renewed offensive in the Hamas-run territory. And Harvard sued the US administration on Monday in a sharp escalation of the fight between the prestigious university and President Donald Trump. Trump has sought to bring several universities to heel over claims they tolerated campus anti-Semitism, threatening their budgets, tax-exempt status and the enrollment of foreign students. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.lu. Starting with football, Nottingham Forest beat struggling Tottenham 2-1 on Monday, bouncing back from two earlier defeats. Forest came into the game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in sixth spot in the table after losses to Aston Villa and Everton. Leaders Liverpool have one hand on the Premier League title and Arsenal are likely to finish second. And nearly 1,000 runners turned out for Gravenmacher's Easter race, where local star Sherelle Gretton clinched victory in the 10-kilometre main event. Lena Kiefer led the women's and uniform services category. Organised by the Athletic Club of the East, it was a record-breaking turnout with 692 runners registered for the main 10-kilometre race alone. For more sports stories, check out today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Set to be a cloudy day with moderate showers possible during the afternoon. By evening, it should become dry again. Temperatures will rise to a maximum of 15 degrees, falling back to around 11 degrees later in the evening.